This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Top leaders from various political parties are making a final push to reach out to voters in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in the two states and union territory is set to end tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Borpeta in Assam this morning. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. He accused the Congress of focusing on short-term political gains, while the BJP pursues a long-term vision to achieve the goal of a Vikasit Assam as part of a Vikasit Bharat.
बीते 10 साल असम में शांति और सद्भाव की स्थापना के थे आने वाले साल असम की समृद्धि को विस्तार देंगे बीते 10 साल असम को असुविधा और असुरक्षा से बाहर निकालने के थे आने वाला समय असम की आत्मनिर्भरता का होगा बीते 10 साल असम की पहचान को बचाने के थे अब हमें असम की पहचान को दुनिया में बुलंद करना है
Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed a public meeting at Lospet in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry.
We are fully committed to giving Puducherry full statehood. We are going to give 2,000 rupees monthly support to the unemployed youngsters. And we are going to create 30,000 new jobs in private and public sector. I can see many women sitting in the crowd. I am proud to tell you that you are going to travel for free in Puducherry's buses. Entry into government job till the age of 40. Every single family in Puducherry is going to have healthcare insurance of 20 lakh rupees available to them.
Meanwhile, filing of nomination is ending this evening for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oaths to the newly elected members of the upper house today. Union Minister of State Ramdas Bandhu Athwale and senior NCP SCP leader Sharad Chandra Pawar took oaths as members of the Rajya Sabha. Both leaders have been re-elected to the house from Maharashtra. The Rajya Sabha chairman also administered oaths to Santrupta Mishra, Manmohan Samal, Dr. Jyoti Nagnath Vaghmare, Ram Rao Sakharam Vadkute, along with other newly elected members. The Supreme Court has asked the Central Bureau of Investigation to conduct a preliminary inquiry into alleged irregularities in public contract allotments by the Arunachal Pradesh government. The allegations involve companies linked to Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his relatives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said providing best health facility to the soldiers of the country has been the topmost priority of the government. He said the soldiers serve the nation day and night in extreme weather conditions and in every situation. Mr. Singh made these remarks while addressing the Army Medical Corps Raising Day in New Delhi. The minister also stressed for the development of facilities like research and referral hospital in other parts of the country as well, so that forces can have access to better medical facilities everywhere. The intelligence chief of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, of Iran, Major General Syed Majid Khatami, was killed today in an airstrike by the United States and Israel. According to an official statement, IRGC has said a strike at dawn killed Khatami. He had served for around 50 years and played important roles in intelligence and security services. Iran has warned of more devastating retaliation if the country's civilian targets are attacked again. The warning comes after US President Donald Trump threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his deadline tomorrow to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The key global shipping route remains effectively closed amid the escalating West Asia conflict. And with that, we end this news bulletin.